Hey. Hey there, little buddy. Are you lost? No, it doesn't seem like there's a tag on you. Nor any markings. Are you a stray? Oh, you poor thing. Are you injured? I better bring you into the SPCA. They'll know what to do. Every day, pets are lost and found astray on our busy streets. Most animals belong in the neighborhoods in which they are found, and their guardians may be out looking for them. If you think you have found a lost animal, report the animal as found to the BC SPCA and let them know if you are willing to hold on to the animal until the guardian comes forward. If you're unable to hold on to the animal, please contact our BC SPCA Provincial Call Center at 1-855-622-7722 for a direction on where to take the animal.
Good evening. Welcome to the Arts Edge at CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby Mountain. Tonight is week 4 of Black History Month, which is a time to reflect on the stories, experiences, and accomplishments of Canada's Black community. Here at CJSF, we celebrate Black History Month with special programming. And tonight is the second week in which I am airing special programming that pertains to and celebrates Black Canadians. We here at CJSF are committed to challenging the mainstream narrative and race and oppression by creating programming that shifts the perspective from colonial and Eurocentric to one that contains a multiplicity of voices, stories, and truths based on knowledge and lived experience. We hope you enjoy tonight's programming. To start things off, I've got a song from Birds of Chicago. Birds of Chicago are a husband and wife duo, J.T. Nero and Allison Russell. Although Allison is from Canada, their band was founded in March 2012 in Chicago, Illinois. Russell is formerly of the Canadian Roots Act, Poe Girl. So now, off their 2012 CD, Birds of Chicago, here we have Humble Crows.
Different or the same as what
bass band, The Sojourners, with When I Die, off their 2010 CD, The Sojourners. That song, When I Die, has been recorded by many acts, but was originally recorded by Motherlode in 1994. When we think of Black History Month, we think of the history of this community in Canada, and something that so few people realize, and myself included for many years, the slavery of African and Canadian Americans was a part of Canadian history, and it's important to know that. One notable Canadian is Richard Pierpoint. He was sold into slavery in 1760 at the age of 16, and he took his surname from an English officer whom he served. There's something very, very sad about that. Once the American Revolution began, Pierpoint was freed, and he served as a soldier on the British side. He later settled in the Niagara region and suggested the formation of an all-black militia that would fight with the British during the War of 1812. Pierpoint later retired to his farm in Garafraxa, Ontario, where he died in 1838. Another Black Canadian to note here is another former slave who settled in Alberta and gained recognition for his skill as a cowboy. He established two ranches before his death in 1905. So now, in honor of former slaves and the many Black Canadians who served Canada in various wars, I'd like to dedicate this next song to Richard Pierpoint and John Ware. This song that was written and originally recorded by Indigenous Canadian singer-songwriter Buffy St. Marie was released on her 1964 album, It's My Way, and later on her 1996 CD, Up Where We Belong. Here we have a song that is an acknowledgement to soldiers everywhere. Universal Soldier.
He's 5'2" and he's 6'4". He fights with missiles and with spears. And he's only 17. He's been a soldier for 1,000 years. He's a Catholic, a Hindu, an atheist, a Jain, a Buddhist, and a Baptist, and a Jew. And he knows he shouldn't kill, and he knows he always will kill you for me, my friend, and me for you. And he's fighting for Canada, he's fighting for France, he's fighting for the USA, and he's fighting for the Russians, and he's fighting for Japan, and he thinks we'll put an end to war this way. And he's fighting for democracy, he's fighting for the Reds, he says it's for the peace of all. He's the one who must decide who's to live and who's to die, and he never sees the writing on the walls. But without him, how would Hitler have condemned him at Dachau? Without him, Caesar would have stood alone. He's the one who gives his body as a weapon to the war. And without him, all this killing can't go on. He's the universal soldier, and he really is to blame. But his orders come from far away no more. They come from him. And brothers, can't you see? This is not the way we put an end to war.
Do, da do, da da do, da do. Do, do.
she tried to find an occasion to mend it up. When after a while, searching high for identity that she's not. But girl, I like your business. I like your business. Girl, I like your business. Whoa, let's have a good time. There's a crack in the ceiling, and we see right through the top. There's a crack in the ceiling, and the sky won't fill her up. But why does she try to find an occasion to mend it up? When all the while, search and hide for identity that she's not. But girl, I like your business. I like your business.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
If you've just tuned in, you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby Mountain. This is Annie Roach, and on tonight's show, we are featuring and celebrating the accomplishments, the music, and the lives of Black Canadians. And that song we just heard was Business from Chloe Charles off her 2013 CD, Break the Balance. Charles is a Canadian singer-songwriter in the genre of orchestra soul pop. Next, I have a song from African-American singer-songwriter Michael Jackson. It is a song that colored my childhood, a song that was inspiring and gave me hope and just made me feel good. And even today, it's a song that warms my heart. Originally released in 1972 on the Jackson 5's LP, Ben, this version is from Michael Jackson's Ultimate Collection, released in 2004. Here we go with that title track from 1972, Ben.
Come on.
Songwriter, Toronto-based Julie Black, with her rendition of 7 Day Fool, released on her 2007 CD Revival. That R&B tune was written by Billy Davis and first recorded by Etta James in 1961. Up next, I've got a great song about a boxer. But first, I want to acknowledge a notable African-Canadian boxer. Sam Langford was born in Nova Scotia and moved to the United States as a teenager. He was a highly touted heavyweight boxer, but unfortunately, through discriminatory policies, he was prevented from being allowed to contend for championships. Regardless, Langford continued to box, even after an injury led to the loss of a sight in his eye. He died in 1956 at the age of 1972. Another historical moment of injustice leads me to the next tune, The Hurricane. Hurricane is a protest song by American singer-songwriter Bob Dylan and was co-written with Jacques Levy and released on the 1976 album Desire. This song is about the imprisonment of boxer Reuben Hurricane Carter. It complies acts of racism and profiling against Carter, which Dylan describes as leading to a false trial and conviction. Let's go to that song now, Hurricane.
Thank you. and the authorities came to blame.